Parshas Tezria Metzora, gentlemen. In the beginning of the Parsha, it talks about a woman who is Masriya, which literally means to seed, to plant seed. And then she gives birth to a male. So the pasuk says that she then, on the eighth day, first of all, she's tummy for 7 days. Then she does the bris milah on that child, on that son, on the eighth day. And then she has what's called Yemei Tohar for 33 days. That's what Pasuk says, Pesukim, by the beginning of the Parsha. Now, of course, the topic here is, we're talking here about Tumah and Tara. We're in Vayikra. That's the main idea. So a lot of the Mefarshim ask the question, why is the mitzvah of bris milah thrown in over here? Okay, yes, it's true that it's part of the Seder, the order of events that are going to happen, but Lechora, it doesn't really fit, with the description of Tumantara. We're talking here about what happens to her in terms of her status as being Tahora or being Tamea. So why is the bris milah put in here in the middle? So there's a lot to discuss about here. And there's a lot of talk also, what does it mean? Why does the Torah say Tazria? So, and there's a famous, Chazal has a famous drush on that, not for now. And you'll let a Zachar Dafka, and it changes the language later on. It says Teled Nekeva later on, without saying. So there's a lot of questions in the beginning of this, in the beginning of the Parsha. And the Or HaChaim gives several pshatim, but one of the pshatim he says a derech remez, a hint to the geula. Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael are referred to several times in Tanakh as an isha. We are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's betrothed. Hashem is our husband. Various different psukim talk about us as being the wife of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Obviously, this is deeply significant, and maybe if I have time in the end, I'll discuss that also, but it's a very interesting topic. But suffice to say, says the Or HaChaim, that the remez over here, the hint, is to the fact, it's to Klal Yisrael. The Isha in our Pesukim is actually Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael are Masriya. We plant seeds. And what is this planting of seeds, says the Or HaChaim? It means that we do mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. We do good things. We do good things in the world. And if we do good things in the world, then yalda zachar. Then there will be a birth of a male. And what does it mean, a birth of a male? It's referring to geula. But as opposed to the geula that we just went through with Pesach, the geula of Mitzrayim, which was not long-term, it was long-term in its own right, in its own, you know, for its bechina, but it wasn't, you know, a full, complete geula forever, because we had a Churban, and we had a Golus. So it's not a complete geula. It's a geula of Nekeva. So as opposed to that geula, the geula that we will have, that the pasuk is referring to, is the geula atidos, the future geula, which will be a zachar. It will be forever. Without getting into the definition of zachar versus nekeva, the Or HaChaim goes into it. Without getting into that. And the pasuk continues and it says that the woman is then tummy for 7 days. And the Or HaChaim explains how in the end of days, there will be a certain period of time of seven. I think he said it was 7 years. Sorry for all the noise. There'll be a period of time. Sorry. There'll be a period of time when Bnei Yisrael are in a state of tuma, in a state of removal, of excising, a state of death before the end of time. And then there will be a bris milah. What does it mean, a bris milah? It says the Or HaChaim, like the pasuk says, that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in the Pesukim in Devarim, that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give our hearts a bris milah. Remove the klipa that's on us. Remove the klipa from upon us in order to usher in those days of Tahara that the Pesukim talk about, meaning the days of pure Geula, everlasting Geula, redemption, with the coming of Mashiach, Meher B'Yameinu. This is what the Or HaChaim says is the remez, the hint in the pasuk, in the Pesukim, with the Isha Ki Tzriya. And in the middle of his words there, the Or HaChaim asks, why? Why will this Geula be different than the Geula Mitzrayim? What's going to be the schus that we'll have that will enable this Geula to be forever? And the Or HaChaim says, it's because even though we aren't really worthy, and we don't have such great Ma'asim Tovim, but nevertheless, what we do have is we have Torah. We already have the Torah. And the Torah keeps us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah keeps us being able to truly impact the world. When we learn Torah, when we mekayim the Torah, we do mitzvahs. We do the Torah, we do the mitzvahs, and we have a power, we have a strength that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us when he gave us the Torah. And that strength, that power, as long as we keep doing our mitzvahs and we keep doing our Torah, yeah, we're not perfect, we sin, we have our downfalls, but we keep going. Every day, we have a little learning. Every day, we do a little bit of mitzvahs. We put on tefillin, we daven. A little bit. And every day, that power, that koach, that Torah, that's what's going to keep us. And that's what the Geulah Atida is guaranteed to be, a Geulah of Zachar. And that's the Tazria. Tazria means to plant the seeds. We're planting the seeds. We're no longer passive. We talked about that by the Sefirot HaOmer and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Yisrusa de la Eila, Yisrusa de la Tata. And we're, of course, today's the 14th day of the Omer, 2 weeks already into the Omer, and we are heading towards Shavuos. If you listen to the shiur I gave on the Chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch, explaining the reason for Sefirot HaOmer, how he writes, the Torah is the whole point of creation. The Torah is the reason why the world still exists. And this is what we're looking forward to when it comes to Shavuos, and we're given that koach, and we have that power. And that's what the Geula Sita is going to be based on. That's what the Geula Sita is all about. So B'zrat Hashem, guys, we should be zocha to keep on doing our learning, to keep on doing our, whatever it is that we're doing, our little bit. Each one of us has a little bit that we're doing, a little bit of learning, a little bit of Ma'asim Tovim, a little bit of mitzvahs, a little bit of chesed. Each one of us in his own way. And B'zrat Hashem, we'll keep doing that. We'll have koach. We'll take koach from this mashal of the Isha, who's each one of us individual. We're together, all together. We are that Isha. And we'll be zocheh to have the real bris milah, b'mher b'yameinu, with the gula, the bris milah in our hearts, or be able to truly feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and feel our ruchnis, and feel our neshama, and be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mher b'yameinu, amen.